This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Coach, pretty good showing so far tonight in St. John's.
Yes, Will. We just dug ourselves a deep hole. We just got to learn how to play hard for sustained minutes. And what happened was early in the game, we did a good job. And they were like 2-for-8 from three. And then they went like 8-for-10 after that. But we played hard for a few minutes and matched up. Then all of a sudden, we just stopped playing. We didn't play as hard. So we just got to learn how to play hard for substantial minutes of the time. And then for the entire game.
Indeed, there were stretches where we were getting pretty close, 15 at one point. I brought up that George Washington game from a couple of years ago where the Hawks were down double digits late, cut it to one possession towards the end. If not for a couple of more St. John's runs, we might have had that exact same thing.
Yes, I got to commend the guys on just fighting and not just giving up. So that we came out and played really hard the second half. And then a little attrition started to wear on us with nine guys that only played seven guys in the second half, and one or two of them guys didn't play a lot of minutes that did play. So, they did a good job, but we just got too far behind, so and had to fight too hard to get back. We just got to guard a little bit, got to play harder for longer periods of time. That's it.
Looking at the stats, Ryan Andino led the way with 24 points. A lot of them were late in the second half, but he was lighting up in those final minutes, at least drawing the appreciation of this crowd here in Queens. And Ryan Andino, 50 points over his last two games. It appears he's back.
Yeah, that's a good sign for us that he stretches the floor. He gives us a guy who can get, 18 to 20 a night. And so he opens it up for Tyler. He opens it up for AJ. And so that's what we need to do. We're just trying to put it all together, but we're working at it. We're a work in progress, and we'll get better as time go on. I saw some good things, and then I saw some things that, reminded me of the old.
If the season works like a jigsaw puzzle, at least in November, you take some stuff from this game, you take some stuff from Central Penn, from the Georgetown game, from the other games, and try and piece it together, and you got a chance to do it against Delaware on Friday. What are the biggest lessons, biggest pieces of the puzzle that you take from this one, as we've got a chance to beat a Colonial team in front of the home fans on a Friday night?
Yes, we regroup right away. We off tomorrow, and we throw it up again Friday. Against the Colonial team, they're athletic, they're well coached. We just gotta play harder for longer periods of time, and we'll be in good shape because Dino is, he's seeing the ball go in, so he'll stretch the defense for us. At home, we hadn't shot the ball particularly well until the other night, so. I think that's what hurt us against Longwood. We'd have made shots. We would have beat Longwood. So if we come in and play hard for the entire 40 minutes, then we'll be in good shape.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach. We'll see you Friday in Princess Anne.
Thank you, Will.